Okay, good to see everybody here. Appreciate you coming out. What do you got?
John, could you give us an update on Torrey and some of the guys that are injured and their status, perhaps?
Well, I think you'll see the status after practice. We'll put a report out, and you'll know if they practiced or not. And really, we won't know until they practice to see what they can do.
Coach, I know that coaches never like to use injuries as excuses, but how much have injuries impacted your defense this year?
I think you're right. We don't like to use injuries as excuses. And really, there's no point in measuring that. It doesn't matter. You know, we just got to play our best every time out. You know, Aaron, I think Ed's had a real good season. You know, he's actually playing very physical. When you study it, he's playing very physical football, especially the last 3, 4, 5 weeks. He's a leader for us, playing good ball.
John, how many of Joe's turnovers in the past weeks can be attributed to a makeshift offensive line and maybe a little less time than we'd like?
I don't think anything. That's not really the concern. You know, we're going to do as best we can protecting our quarterback, and we've got to do the best job we can protecting the football in the pocket, you know, and all of our guys know that.
Getting pass rushers every year, Jerry Reese.
I see a lot of pass rushers just for that very reason. You know, they've got a tremendous front. That's probably the strength of their defense, although their secondary is really playing well too. You know, they've got a bunch of turnovers. That goes hand in hand, as we know. They've done a great job of pressuring the quarterback. They don't have as many sacks as they usually do, but they do have some pressures and things like that. So we're going to have to do a great job one-on-one. They're not a big blitzing team, but they are a big matchup team. They move all their guys around. You'll see any one of their rushers on any one of your linemen based on their game plan. So all of our guys are going to have to be prepared, really, for every guy and all of his moves.
Coach, I need to know Coach Coughlin during the USO, and just your thoughts on him. That's just his coach, but the kind of guy he is.
Oh, yeah, thanks for asking that. He got to know him really well. You know, on the trip out there, he was the father figure out there. He may or may not appreciate hearing that, but he kind of had an eye out for all of us. And had a chance to spend a lot of time with him again this summer in Washington. With he and his wife, but he's a tremendous coach. I think he's a Hall of Fame coach, and I've got a lot of respect for him.
Josh Bynes is one of the guys who snapped playing because of the injuries. Where have you seen him grow the most, I guess, this season? How have you seen him grow?
Well, Josh is, you know, the thing we saw about Josh right away, A, he's physical, and B, he's really smart. Josh is a guy that's got a real high football IQ. He gets the game. And that's where I think his strength is. Experience, as he has experience, he should become a really good player.
John, with does week two with Caldwell as the OC change at all from week one with him as the OC?
Well, I hope we're always evolving and growing, you know, so we should be a week better than we were last year, all of us together. But it's still a seamless transition in the sense that we've all been here together, working together the whole season. So you build upon that.
How difficult is that in transition for your quarterback?
Don't measure difficulty. We're not into that.
John, you talked about Monday about how you'd like to see the run block improve. Were you more disappointed with that on the Broncos game, or is this something that's kind of been for a while now? You thought that's been an area that needs to get a lot better.
I think that we have to get better in every area, including run blocking.
He had the rough first half with the turnovers. What did you see from him in the second half as he seemed to pick it up?
Well, you know, I thought all of us picked it up in the second half, you know, and, you know, we made some plays. If we'd have been able to capitalize on some fourth down conversions, we might have been able to make a game out of it there. Obviously, if we hadn't had the turnovers in the first half, it would have been a game all the way through. So, you know, it's going to come down to that. You know, it's going to come down to not making plays that cost you the game and making plays that give you a chance to win the game in critical situations. And that's what we're going to have to get accomplished.
Coach, when you look around the league, can you remember a rookie quarterback class this strong?
I really haven't given any thought at all. Not whatsoever have I thought about that. I have been thinking about Eli as a quarterback, though. That's kind of been the focus.
You see these two teams as similar, trying to enhance their playoff position and coming off a couple of losses?
I really have not given their playoff situation one iota of thought. It's important for us to win this game. We have a job to do, and we need to be the best team we can be on Sunday.
Guys, haven't announced a move yet with McClain's roster spot. Would it be fair to us to consider that could be Ray Lewis' spot?
I think it'd be fair, and I'm pretty sure you're going to do it anyway to consider any possibility on that. All right.
Coach, talk about Will Beattie, their left tackle. What do you know about him?
He's from UConn. He's 6'6", 307 pounds. He's a very good athlete. He's got long arms and rangy. He's done a nice job for him.
Good answer.
Thank you. All right, thanks.